Hello, everybody. Welcome to Hot Feed. My name is Raheem Cox. I'm a professional writer slash podcaster. You can find my books and podcasts via my website, www.RuForcePublications.com. As part of this bi-weekly episode of Hot Feed, I will be discussing topics such as the top 10 most influential public affairs in America in 2022. Not to keep you waiting, let's jump straight into it. Trump for another shot at presidency. I believe this will be one of, if not the most highlighted public addresses for the next soon to come elections. Trump, in my opinion, is out of his league when it comes to filling a position like that of the commander in chief of this nation. With his last campaign as president and his hypocritical viewpoint, I'm not sure how he will ever contend. This is the same man that suggested drinking bleach as a remedy for the coronavirus. Upperclassmen back him, and certain groups of citizens welcome his resignment. Those I spoke with and asked how they favored his first election disfavored him. I can remember back to when he was first elected, and I didn't yet know citizens without the credent of a government official could fill a position he was placed in. Trump first won presidency in 2016 against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. If he would be elected again, it would mark the only second president to retake the White House after having been ousted. His victory would make him the 45th and 47th president. Trump stated he will not allow the Washington establishment to silence him, and that he was built, and that what he has built over the past 6 years is the greatest movement in history. That's it for this segment. Next up is the Chris Rock slap. Let's get to it. Foremost, the slapping by Will Smith onto Chris Rock was surreal. Sadly, it was broadcasted on television during a Academy Award broadcast. Many think it was all part of Hollywood. What occurred during the 2022 Oscars was a moment that will be the talk of Chris Rock's coming role as a monumental comedian. I believe during his hosting at the Oscars, Chris Rock told a joke about Will Smith's wife, Jada Pinkett Smith, and that's when things got heated. Evidently, Will didn't like something about the joke referred to his wife about Jada. And as a husband, it was hard to bear. I can't remember the exact words Chris recited, which enacted Will to act out like that, but from my recall of things, he did kind of disrespect her. I'm not sure if Will had the composure as a man and under the name he has to live up to sit there and stay quiet. It was kind of reluctant that these are two men both involved in comedy in the midst of this dilemma. Some say it was staged. It did seem a little too shocking of a footage to be true. On my Facebook page, I scrolled down to one of Cat Williams, the comedian's, posts, and with his experience in Hollywood, he mentioned it was staged and that it was all a Hollywood gig to promote more viewers. One thing for certain, staged or unstaged, Will definitely got a good one in on Chris. I'm not sure if any man would allow himself to be smacked on TV for exception in return, knowing just how it can ruin your career. Who knows? Hollywood can do many things. That's it for this segment. Next up is the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show. Let's get to it. Not only do viewers and the masses expect a stunning performance by players at the Super Bowl, but they also tune in for the show at halftime to be entertained by a famous performer or performers. In the 2022 halftime appearance, Viewers got a full load of everything they wanted. It was featured by Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar. Taking place in Los Angeles, California, sponsored by the NFL, Pepsi, and Roc Nation, these five music icons on February 13th rocked the crowd. This year's Super Bowl complemented their performance also. Who better to hold this performance by three out of the five entertainers who all are Southern California natives? Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and Kendrick Lamar. I'm sure not only viewers who watched on TV, but those in the crowd were stunned. The Super Bowl returned to Los Angeles for the first time since 1993, marking the third year of collaboration between the NFL, Pepsi, and Roc Nation. The five music artists total a combined 44 Grammys. Roc Nation founder Jay-Z stated their show would be history in the making. The greats all perform at the show over the past decades, including Beyoncé, Madonna, Coldplay, Lady Gaga, Michael Jackson, and Jennifer Lopez. I haven't attended too many NFL games in my lifetime, maybe one, but in the future, but in the performance they put on, it motivated me to be present to a Super Bowl at least once. The Super Bowl halftime show in America, entertainment-wise, is like an award-nominating show packed into one punt for American viewers. That's it for this segment. Next up is Elon Musk buying Twitter. Let's get to Elon Musk, who bought the social media page Twitter in 2022, was born in Pretoria, South Africa. He is an entrepreneur who co-founded the electric payment firm PayPal and formed SpaceX, maker of launch vehicles and spacecraft. He also contributed to investing as chief executive to the electric car manufacturer Tesla. Out of a $44 billion deal, the social media page Twitter now is in the hands of Elon Musk. His claim to be the world's richest man just empowered him even more and grew his wealth tremendously. This deal by the original shareholders of Twitter was handed down to Elon to focus on value, certainty, and financing. Free speech is the core of a functioning democracy, and Twitter is a social media network that opens up free speech around America for its citizens. Following the announcement of the deal, Twitter stock was up nearly 6%, around $51.84, just shy of the offer price. Elon, who was a Twitter user himself, has more than 83 million followers on the platform, which he used over the years for sharing memes and discussing his company's insulting politicians. He is now trying to use Twitter to promote free speech and unlock its great potential. Twitter, smaller than some of its social media rivals, it has gained great influence because it is used by many politicians, public figures, and journalists. That's it for this segment. Next up is Kanye West dropped by Balenciaga and Adidas. Let's get to it. Dating back to 2016, Adidas announced its alliance with Kanye and his Yeezy brand. Up until now, West and Adidas have many large sums of money, even as West's public spiral continued. In recent months, Adidas has denounced their partnership with Kanye after him bragging that he can make anti-Semitism remarks and Adidas can't drop him. His love for voicing his opinion this time worked out of his favor. Kanye, known for his rap career, has in his career as an artist not being able to stand up to the professional aspect of being famous. During his start as a rapper, he was present on MTV for his disfavorment of President George Bush, stating on MTV Live that George Bush doesn't like black people. Professional or unprofessional, you still, as a role model to millions, be able to adapt to those that sponsor and benefit your wealth. A side of characterization which should be instructed for the many up-and-coming rappers trying to make it wide scale. Not to be too heavy a critic of Kanye's wording, he may have valid claim to why he said what he said. He also mentioned Jews make billions of dollars off those similar to him, which only receive a small portion of the profit for their contribution. In large sense, he's right. The rap game is designed, and most business aspect in America designed to only pay a small portion to the laborers who put together their growth as a company or business. Balenciaga also announced they are no longer doing business with Kanye. Yes, freedom of speech is one of the great aspects of this country, though I believe Kanye could have been more professional and not too cocky. That's it for this segment. Next up is Tom Brady announces retirement, then unretires. Let's get to it. Tom Brady, NFL's most prolific quarterback in current time, has been looked upon as the go-to guy to get a shareholder thrill. As a prior athlete myself, he definitely, in my eyes, is marked as one of the best to fill a quarterback position. Now playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2022, he announced retirement plans, that he would set aside his prolific career. Currently in the NFL, there aren't too many QBs who to view with his rated performance, and I'm sure his fans were shocked of his announcement. What shocked many after his plans to retire, he set aside his throwing of the towel and re-entered for his up-and-coming 23rd season. He stated his place is on the field and not in the stands. The greats usually share this drawback once they realize the athletic career they left behind has more value to them than they expected. On February 1st is when Brady gave this announcement in 2022 that the family life he neglected can still be attended to through a spot as an NFL QB. He also stated his life was broader than the gridiron. Physically, on his Let Go podcast, he said he felt fine. I compliment his re-entry. A guy like that is a showcase of talent that can be matched by any other player currently. No other player currently. Me being not too lean on one team or player, I'm sure even those who oppose a Brady are glad they have an exciting game to watch and return, other than their sought-after team or player. That's it for this segment. Next up is NASA successfully crashes a spacecraft into an asteroid. Let's get to it. Seemingly true, in the year NASA so-called crashed a spacecraft into an asteroid, was this all a stage act or some sort of media fabrication? Who knows? One thing's for certain, NASA is supposedly moving forward with technological improvement in some way. This attempt must have been extremely difficult to pull off. Think about it. Asteroids don't stay in one spot. They're constantly moving. I can't remember the last time NASA or World News mentioned a problem with an asteroid that posed a threat to Earth. Do asteroids pose threats to a planet like Earth or our neighboring planets? Only a professional would know. I haven't had the time to do research on the last time an asteroid actually hit the Earth, but NASA claims the asteroid they landed on was a threat, and that its orbit had to be redirected. I'm sure as a kid, but not as an adult, I would have been shocked and interested by the matter. Kids nowadays, with a news briefing like that, are more than proud the country they live in or planet they exist on has the ability to do such things. A mention like this can almost encourage the will to enlighten oneself. It's shocking. That's it for this segment. Next up is the midterm elections. Let's get to it. The 2022 midterm elections were full of surprises. Republicans were in the position to turn around big victories, while Democrats defied long odds as the party in power to expand their Senate majority and pick up two governor seats. Carrie Lake, the charismatic former TV anchor in Arizona's largest media market, Phoenix, and a protege of the MAGA brand, was the favorite to become the state's next governor after a campaign in which he embraced Trump's claims of a stolen election. Republicans made big gains in New York. In a sense, a red wave occurred in 2022. Republicans flipped a remarkable four House seats statewide, a crucial result allowing them to win their narrow 220 to 22 213 majority. Democrats made major gains in the critical showdown states of Michigan and Pennsylvania, both major victories which allowed electoral coalitions that launched Trump and President Joe Biden into office. For Alaskan politics, Peltola became the first Alaskan native elected to Congress when she won the special election in August to fill the seat of the late GOP Rep. Don Young. That's it for this segment. Next up is Joe Biden falls off his bike. Let's get to it. In Delaware in 2022, Joe Biden apparently fell off his bike while riding along First Lady Jill Biden in a bike ride. This, which is not news that is necessary or beneficial to politics, though it was a shocking news summary in 2022. Well, you know, the president is always seen to be perfect, and many, I guess, found this news briefing iconic. Somehow, while riding, the 80-year-old Biden's foot caught hold of the pedal, and he tumbled over, falling to the ground. It's not too often this well-mannered president has news speculation for embarrassing himself. He is seen in the media as a president of wisdom and older age that addresses our nation with grace and dignity. We all make mistakes. This time, it was a president's one. That's it for this segment. Next up is Queen Elizabeth dies at 96. Let's get to Queen Elizabeth, the longest lasting monarch of the UK as of September 2022, has died from old age. The new standing monarch, King Charles III, has ascended in the place of Elizabeth. She has reigned for 70 years. A stand that shocks me myself, though I do not know too much on British politics. Global leaders acknowledge the impact she made around the world during her reign. It was said that tens of thousands of people flocked to the surrounding streets and along the 25-mile procession route from central London to Windsor, hoping to catch sight of the sovereign's coffin. 70 years, she must have had been well knowledged in political addresses, and I'm sure her royal family, who will now precede her, are happy she can finally rest after such a monumental commitment. That's the final segment of Hot Feed. I hope you gain much on pu public awareness. Tune in 2 weeks for the next episode. Feel free to stop by my website if you feel Hot Feed was beneficial and donate to the future cause of my book and podcast collections. Once again, my website is www.rootforestpublications.com. Thank you.